And of course, Rav Yehuda, an Am and a half means five, and then half of that is seven and a half. It was seven and a half Amis wide. So now, if this takes up six, Nishtayir Sham Tefach Umach, it was left over Tefach and a half. Same hand take away from this, Chatzit Tefach, half of a Tefach, which was for the walls. Etzpa, for Etzpa on this side, Etzpa on that side. The Gisa should be. Lekoiselzeh, Yetzpa, Lekoiselzeh. Nishtayir Sham, how much was left over? Tefach, one Tefach. What did they do with this Tefach according to Rabbi Yehuda? Sheboy Amudin Oimdin. In this they put the Amudim. Like two poles, and Rashi says, Shnei Amudim Oimdim, Beis Amudei Kesef, two poles of silver. Kimin Amudei Sefer Torah, like this, like the Amudim of the Sefer Torah, Sheikh Ben Orkan, they were lying for Erech the lens, Va'aluchas Behem, Luchas were in between them. So this is the Gemara says, now according to Yehuda, these two Amudim were inside the Yorin. Shinema, like the Pasuk says, pure Yenosalai HaMelech Shlomo, he made a palace like for himself, Meyatza Levona, from Atza Levonon, Amudim, then he had pillows there, of Esther Am, Osa Kesef, made out of silver, Fidosa Izov, Merkovia Gomen, it was made from gold, from purple, a lot of stuff. So that's what these Amudim was. Now, the Orgoys, Sheshigra by Plishtim, now the special Oren that when the Plishtim sent back the Sefer, they gave along with it, Dervin Lokei Yisrael, Munach Betzidoi, that was on the side of it. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, V'yes Kli Hadzov Asher, Hashivoysim Lo Yoshem, Tasimu B'Yorgoys, Metzidoi should be on the side of it, V'shalach the Mois of Olof, V'yolof Sefer Ter Munach. And on top of this Ergoiz, on this Oren that the Plishtim sent, that's where the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was put. Shenemo, the Pasuk says, Lo akuach ha-Sefer Torah zeh, v'samta moisoi, mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. So mitzad humunach, it's on the side, v'loi b'soich, not inside it. So that marks the question, according to Yudiv, so, Umani Mekayim Ein V'yoron Rakla Ravis, what does it come to include? Like you're telling me now, only the Luchas were inside the Yoren, and not the Sefer Torah. So what's the double lashon of Ein V'rak? So when it says it comes to Rabbis, Shivrei Luchas, Shemunachin the Yoren, the Shvarim of the first Luchas, they were also put inside the Yoren. Now, the Sagadadif, you're going to tell me, that Sefer Torah Kefoy Vov Tvochim, that the Sefer Torah has to have its hekif, has to be around 6 tvochim, is so michti, let's see. Kol shi yesh be kefer shlosh tvochim, yesh be rechav tefach. If the circumference around is 3 tvochim, so then the diameter straight across is 1 tefach. If so, the chi vondalien siusai, niglal, since the Sefer Torah was like, he's telling me now on both sides it has an armor to it. So it's rolled up by both sides. If so, nofich lei mitre tivcho, rafcha de b'nei b'nei. If so, there was a little bit more than two tfachim here involved. If so, betray pushchi, hechi yosef, how could you put the Sefer Torah into a place of just two tfachim? So we're into Zomar Rav Acha by Yaakov, Sefer Ezra, Litchilosoi, Huniglal. I'll tell you now, the Sefer that was in the Azorah, that was in like the Mishkan, in this Oren, the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, did not have two Amudim to it. It did not have two pieces of wood on both sides. But rather, it was all wrapped around only one piece of wood. So therefore, it was exactly two Tvochim. So Mar says, okay, so what? Fiyakati, but still, Trei betrei hechi yosef, how could you put a Sefer Torah two Tvochim wide, like into a place of two Tvochim? Ravashi says, I'll tell you the Korach Beporta. What they did was, first they wrapped around a little bit of the Sefer, the Karchaliel, and then the end part of it they threw on top like. So therefore it was a little bit less than two Tvochim, therefore was able to fit into this Mokum of two Tvochim, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the question according to Rabbi Yehuda is, Mah Mikam made the Lacey Argois before the Plishtim brought their Oren, Sefer Torah Ebi Yosef. Where was the Sefer Torah put before that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer Torah was not inside the Oren. So where then did Moshe Rabbeinu put the Sefer Torah? So my answer is, Dapo Hevi Nofik Mneid. It was like a daf, like a board, a beam coming out of the Oren. The Yosef Olay Sefer Torah, and on top of that they put the Sefer Torah. For Rabbi Meir now, Hai Mitzad Oren Mayavadlei. What did Rabbi Meir do with the posseg that Mashman the Sefer Torah was put on the side of the Oren? So my answer is, and the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, the Sefer Torah was put inside, not on the side. So my answer is, whom we boil this, we need the motnach lei mitzad, that they put the Sefer on the side of the two luchos, for loy misnach benay luchay. They did not put it in between the two luchos. In other words, the luchos, like we said before, was one next to another, and then the last two tvachim, that's where they put the sefer Torah. So that's the lashon of munach betzidoy. It was like on the side of the two luchos. But uliyelam really begavei minatzad. But the sefer Torah was inside the oven, just on the side of it. Now the Gemara says, so good, but Rabbi Meir, Amud Hechia Bikaimi, according to Rabbi Meir, where were the two Amudim that Shlomo Melech made, where were they put? So when it says Mibroi was put outside, not inside the urn. For Rabbi Meir, Frechia Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, Shita, Shirve Lucha is the Monoch in the urn, Minoli. How does Rabbi Meir know that the Shirve Lucha was put inside the urn? As we dashed before from the word Ein Varak. But he uses it to teach us to say the Torah was put inside the urn. So how does he know that the Shiva Luke was also put there? So where it says, Nafkalei Mid Rafuna. He learns it out from the same place Rafuna learns it out from. The Yomer Rafuna says, My Dichsir, what does the Pasuk say? Ashenik Rasham, Shem Hashem Tzavokos, Yoisha Akruvim Alov. What does this Pasuk mean? That this Mashman, this was in the urn, Melamed Shaluchais Veshivre Luchais Menachem Beyorn. From this Pasuk I learn out that like Shem Hashem Tzavokos means the first Luchas, they were put inside the urn also. For the Gemara V'iduch, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Who mi borelun l'kri Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Shem Ben Yechoi, Melamed this Pasuk comes to teach us, Shehashem, V'chol kinuyev munochim b'yorin, that the shame of Hashem and all those other nicknames like all the kinuyim was also put inside the urn. So Mara says, V'iduch the other one also, Namim mi borelun l'kri Yosni this Pasuk, or Vashenik Roshom Shem, a double Roshon of Shem Shem, Yosni for this purpose. So was Enochanam Itaika true? Elif so Shivrei Luchas the Menachem Biyor Minoli. How does he know this? You said that the Shivrei Luchas, the broken pieces of the Luchas, were also put inside the urn. So where it says Nafkalei Miditoni Rabbi Yosef. The Toni Rabbi Yosef, the pasuk says Asher Shibarto V'Samtom Melamed Shaluchas V'Shivrei Luchas Menachem Biyor. Menachem Biyor comes to teach us that the Shivrei Luchas were also put inside the urn. The Mara asks again, Vidu Diraman Diyom Umi Boylei. Look at the Rosh Lakish like the Shlakish. The Yom Rosh Lakish, when the Pasuk says Asher Shibarta, it means to say, Oh, Malay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yashe Koychach Asher Shibarta. You get a Yashe Koych like a thank you for breaking the Oren. That's all we need this Pasuk for. So the kid said, this Machlokes exactly where was the Oren, where was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote? Where did they put it? Did they put it inside the Oren, or did they put it outside the Oren? And also, but everybody agreed the Shirei Luchos was inside the Oren, and the other also Machlokes also is, where were the Amudim put? Were the Amudim put inside the Oren, or also were the Amudim put outside the Oren? Nothing more says, Tana Rabbanan. Sidron shel Nevi'im, what's the Seder of the Nevi'im? The Seder is Yoshua, V'shoiftim, Shmuel, Melochim. Then Yirmiyo, V'yecheskel, Yishayo. And then the Shnei Mosa, Trey Osa. So now it's the question, like, why is Shnei Mosa left? Michti, let's see. Hoshea Kodim, Hoshea Lechur was the first Navi. Tichsir, the Pasuk says, Tchilas Dvar Hashem Boshea. That's the way Hoshea starts off. That Tchilas, the beginning of the words of Hashem, was to Hoshea. So Mashmi was the first Navi. So Mar says, is that true? Filchiyim Hoshea Dibra Tchilas, that Hashem speaks to Hoshea first? Fahaloi, mi Moshe v'yad Hoshea kam Nevi'im oyu. From Moshe Rabbeinu's times, until Hoshea, there were plenty of other Nevi'im. So what's Pshan the Apostle there says, Tchilas Dvar Hashem El Hoshea. Tchilas Dvar Hashem Hoshea. So Marin says, "V'omer Rabbi Yechon." Rabbi Yechon says, "The pshat in the pasuk is shayetchilu liyabor neviim shenisnado b'yosoi haperik." At his times of Hashem, there were four other neviim. So he was the first one to have nevuah out of those four. So Rashi says, "Shenisnado b'yosoi haperik p'imei oisam hamlochim uziel uziel yosam achaz cheskiyo b'yabor neviim alolu sivkan chus b'micha shlohi b'mei uziom haloi b'mei yosam." So the Kitan, I will soon see, he was the first one of these four Nevi'im. The Gemara says, V'eluhayim, these are the four, Hoshea, V'yishayahu, Omosu Micha. V'akoponim, Hoshea was before Yishayahu. So the Gemara asks a question, if so, for the Kadmei l'Hoshea B'Reisha, why don't we put Hoshea first before Yishayahu? So my answer is, Kivon dechstiv nevuosa, Kabi chagai, Zchai malachai, since his nevu had to do with chagai, Zchai malachai, Fichagai, Zchai malachai, so if Nevi'im have, they were the ends of the Nevi'im, therefore Choshev lo badayim, therefore Hoshea is put with them. So where's the question now? The lichtevei luchudei v'lekadmei. Why don't we have this Sefer Hosheya by itself? Forget about the nevuas of Chagas Chaim Malachim. Have the Sefer Hosheya by itself and then put Hosheya before Yeshayo. So where it says, Adi Dezuta, since the Sefer Hosheya is so small, Mirchas, it would be lost. Therefore, can't be put in between, before Yeshua, before Yeshayo. Alright, turn over. So the verse says, "Nichtu, let's see, Yeshayahu kodom miyemiyov Yecheskel." Yeshayahu was before Yemiyov and Yecheskel. Yisrael lekadmin liYeshayahu bereisha. Who Yeshayahu should be first? So the answer is, "Kivon the Malachim soif bechurbanu." The end of Seif and Malachim talks about churban, destruction. For Yemiyahu kula churbanu, Yemiyahu the whole thing talks about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. For Yecheskel, reisha churbanu v'seif nechamta, the beginning of Yecheskel talks about also the churban, and the end of it talks about the nechama, the good parts. And Yeshayahu kula nechamta, and Yeshayahu the whole thing talks about the nechama after the churban. Therefore, samchinu churbanu lechurbanu, v'nechamta lechamta. Therefore, first we have Yemiyahu, then Yecheskel, then Yecheskel, and then we have Yeshayahu. Now the Gemara says, Sidron Shaksuvim. What's the Seid of Ksuvim? Rus, V'Seifa Tehillim, V'Iyov, V'Mishlei, Kehelis, Shir Ashiru, V'Kinnas Anecha, that means Echa, Daniel, O'Megillus Esther. Ezra, V'Divri HaYamim, this is the Seid of Ksuvim. The Gemara says, Oluman Yom, according to Man Yom, that holds. There's a man, the Yom later will have that Eiv b'yemei Moshe, that Eiv was in times of Moshe. If so, lekad me'liyiv reisha, they should put Eiv first. So when it says, as chule b'pronoso lemaslinen, we do not want to start off like Suvim with pronis about bed, about hardship. So therefore, we don't want to start off with Eiv. For the Gemara Rus, Suri start off with Rus. Rus nami pronoso, it also has bed in Rus. Also talks about what happened in bad times. Gemara says true, but Peronus the Yislei Achrisi Achris. There's a Peronius that has a good end to it though. The Yom Reb Yechanon Lo Monikra Shmai Rus. Why was the name called Rus? Sheyotza Mimeno came out of her. David came out of her. David Melech Sheriyu La Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shiras V'Shis Bokus. That he sung back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave praises to Hashem B'Shiras V'Shis Bokus. That's why Rus comes first. Now the Gemara says, "Mi Kosvan? Who wrote the Svarim?" So Gemara says, "Moshe Kosav Sifroi, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, Upashas Bilam." And Rashi speaks out, even though like Bilam himself was also a Navi, and his Pashas have nothing to do with us, still Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. The Iyuv, and Moshe Rabbeinu also wrote Iyuv. Now, Yeshua Kosav Sifra, Yeshua wrote Sifra Yeshua. And the last eight psukim of the Torah, like after Moshe Rabbeinu died, this man the Yom holds that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write those eight psukim, but rather Yeshua wrote them. So machlokes later we'll see. One man the Yom says no, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, and he wrote it bedimah with tears. Now Shmuel Kosef Sifrei, Shmuel Hanavi wrote a Sefer Shmuel, for Shoftim Yosef wrote Shoftim, Verus and